What's a dinosaur to do with these babies on the ice? Somebody call their mom!
It's too many. There's too many kids on the ice. There's too many dinosaurs above the ice. There's really too much going on.
Got to flip-flop them. Got to get the dinosaurs under the ice, the kids above the ice.
Well, easy.
Easy.
We could get everybody under the ice.
Yeah. I saw Gone Girl.
As my father.
I haven't seen Gone Girl. I don't know.
I knew you hadn't seen Gone Girl, and that's why. Welcome to Bracket, the only show where we take a bunch of shit face off. It's another bunch of shit to see what the best shit really is. I'm your host, Cullen Country Breakfast Jennings, and joining me today is Baby Pepsi himself, Jesse Knowles.
Hey, it's me, baby Jesse Pepsi Knowles. It's me. If you look around you, see what colors are.
Why does he go first
among you? Because I don't like momentum, and I don't like things working. So,
Queen of the Cosmos, Persia.
Hey yo, what's up? Your girl won a game with Tetris 99 today, so I'm just going to give myself a little pat on the back. And then let's get to this stupid episode.
And 43 feet taller than any skyscraper known to man, the Banana Man himself, Dan McKinney.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan. And, you know, honestly, at this point, it's fun to do these early bits, but we do have something serious we need to talk about. We might as well. We were going to save it for the end of the show, but I feel like we should probably talk about it now. Just kind of get listeners familiar with it. Doing this has been an absolute blast. And, you know, we dedicated, you know, months, if not years of our lives to it. And it's honestly getting the support from everybody at home doing this has been absolutely incredible. I mean, you guys are what makes the show the show. With that being said, all good things must come to an end. And so I am both ecstatic and sorry to share the news with you that next week will be the final episode of Detective Pikachu Review. Honestly, genuinely, your support throughout the years has meant the world to me. I'm really excited to go out on a high note. Next week's Detective Pikachu Review will be the Detective Pikachu review, Detective Pikachu review of Detective Pikachu. I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully I can get everybody, all of our past guests back on the show to really do a deep dive on it. I hope you tune in and look forward to it. And, you know, thanks for the memories.
Now,
well, there we go.
What about when Sonic comes out? When Sonic is released,
you know,
from his prison?
We have nothing. We have nothing to announce. Thank you for the question. We have nothing to announce at this time. We're just moving on to different endeavors. You know, we're moving on to new creative projects, and we just think it's a good time to come to an end on this one.
Well, I have no doubt that you'll go on to do. You'll go on to detect great things, and
mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see you on Kickstarter.
Yeah, I hope you made a Patreon. I can't wait to throw a couple bucks your way every month, and. Can't wait to see what you make next. You can go far, kid.
Yeah, obviously follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Dan_McKenny. You know, twitter.com/DetectivePikachu
right.
Review. Just to follow, you know, what's in store, whatever our next project's gonna be. Thank you. Okay, that's all I had to say today.
Well obviously by this, you know what we're doing this week, best color.
What?
Yeah, totally. So here's your colors: red, khaki, black, white, green, pink, blue, silver, orange, clear, purple, brown, yellow, gray, indigo, and gold. Those are your 16. And your first matchup, red versus khaki. Who cares to take a stab at it?
This is a Target uniform, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you genuinely, that store has eliminated the color red from wardrobes across this country.
Yeah.
I mean, polos already, like, I was a little self-conscious about wearing a polos because there's a weird sect of people that are like, eh, polos, eh. But, like, especially a bright red polo, sorry, not happening anymore. Bright red, right. You work at Target. Bright blue, you work at Best Buy.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck there now.
How many times have you guys accidentally went up to a regular customer thinking they were an employee?
I've never done it, but I've had it done to me.
Yeah, same. I've done it all the time to me. And I'm not even wearing red at Target, but I think they just like see a tall person and they're like, "Whoa, that's an authority figure."
Well,
you must have the keys to the game case.
No, well, yeah, right. Like you're taller than any single shelf in that store, so like they're gonna see you coming either way.
Right? Yeah, people come up to me and they prop open my mouth and place the barcode underneath for a price check.
Do teenagers come up to you and ask you to buy them some beer?
Like what?
You are.
Once.
But he only gets some ginger beer.
Yeah.
And they never suspect a thing.
One time, except it wasn't a teenager, it was a very old man in a parking lot in the middle of the night, and I was 19. So I couldn't, I said, "I'm sorry, my friend, I cannot help you."
Oh.
Yeah. Now, khaki is kind of the bottom of the Target outfit.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs I've worked at is like the khakis are like the go-to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're comfy. You could rock them.
They're versatile. You can wear a lot of different colors with it.
Wait, what color is khaki? Wait, I thought there was just one color.
Well, then you can wear a lot with it.
Oh, yeah. You wear a lot. I gotcha. Sorry.
My cousin at one point in high school, like his go-to outfit was a pair of like khaki shorts and a black shirt. And that was like it forever. I'm exposing him here, but you know, that was like his like outfit, you know.
I guarantee each one of you own a pair of khaki cargo pants in your lifetime.
Oh, in my lifetime.
In my lifetime? Yes. Well, yeah, that's unfair.
Yeah, I mean,
look, I'm gonna sit here and say this. Khaki cargo pants are gonna come back one year and everyone's gonna be like, "Man, I hate those things," and everyone's gonna go nuts. and I know it's gonna happen one day again, because it's already happened before. And it's scary. And maroon is red, and that's a bracket color to me. So
fair. I'll vote for red.
That's kind of where I'm at here.
Yeah, red is the bracket color, and khaki is the color of Operation Desert Storm. So I'm going to be a red vote.
Yeah, I'll be red.
Or at least that's what I remember from the Xbox game based on Operation Desert Storm, which probably isn't great. Jesse, if you want to cut out all this part where I talk about and reference
No.
Oh, that's the Gulf War?
Yeah, the khaki war, that we call it someplace.
Oh, I genuinely thought the Gulf War was like in the never mind.
Not the Gulf War.
Yeah. The Gulf War was between Tiger Woods and
his wife.
Literally and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, right. Like, the Gulf War.
That's why he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, because he survived the Gulf War.
It's
like that Will Smith movie where he has to fight himself. What's your vote?
What is my vote?
It's 3-0 right now. You're the tiebreaker. Oh.
I mean, I guess I'm a red.
All right. Red will sweep out khaki 4-0 in a first round sweep. Black versus white.
Wow, that's fucked up.
We really had to do that, right?
We live in a society, y'all.
Okay, here's the thing. Pokemon Black, you get Reshiram. Pokemon White, you get Zekrom. And I understand there's like Reshiram is like kind of a fire dragon. Zekrom is more of an electric. I think they're both incredible games. Like that generation was phenomenal for Pokemon.
That's my favorite gen.
It's my favorite gen too, man.
People are gonna disagree with y'all. I don't disagree, Black but two. People are gonna disagree.
Black 2 That's and a... White 2 are the best Pokemon games ever made.
I won't disagree there either. They're really good.
Well, most of the things I own that I wear are black, and black is a very flattering color when it comes to clothes, so
yep.
I love to wear it, and I always paint my nails black a lot of the times, too. I don't know, it's just a flattering color. So
My default denim right now is black jeans.
Oh, yeah. man, I've been thinking about buying some black jeans for like a month now.
Dude, that's all I've been wearing for the last 4 or 5 months.
I got some JNCOs. All right,
then I'm pulling the trigger.
Everything goes with it. Some black, like genuine. I have this like this Celeste hoodie that's kind of stylized like 90s colors, the like purple, the like light gray, the bright blue, and it looks with any other pant, it looks stupid, but with black denim, it looks amazing. It's genuinely the most phenomenal look I can pull off.
Okay, yeah. Andrew WK dresses in all white, so that's where my real battle here is raging.
Gotcha. You show a lot of, like, here's the thing with the white stuff, is that you sweat through it.
It gets gross quick.
If you use cheap deodorant, it can kind of yellow under your armpits.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong.
Yeah, that's why it's super true.
I for a little while, every shirt that I ended up like finding that I really was into that I ordered offline or if I bought at a convention ended up being like a white shirt. And it stresses me out because I don't want to overwash them, but I also don't want to wear them enough because if I get sweaty, it gets gross. Like I don't want to drop anything on it. I'm stressed out by white.
Yeah, but like think about this. You wear all white, you look like an angel.
But Chris Angel wears all black.
Yeah. Ooh, and he's an even angel. More of a reason.
He is an angel. I had a mind freak.
Jack of all trades, Chris Angel.
I'm going to be a black vote.
Yeah, but you sweat
I really
in
don't
black. It doesn't show that much.
That's true.
I think I'm still going to be a black vote. I think it works better with clothing.
Would you rather drink, though? Black coffee or a glass of milk?
I like how you said
black
milk.
Coffee, probably.
You piece of garbage.
I can't.
Wait, what do you
mean? I don't really drink milk a lot, and then
don't say it weird. All I said was milk.
Oh, a glass of milk.
Can I get a glass of milk before bed? Like, what do you want from me, man?
Damn,
no,
it's
I don't
like
want
that sounded just like Dan McKinney.
I don't want to wake up at fucking 4 a.m. with poopy butt because I had a glass of milk before bed. No, I'm borderline lactose. I can't do that. Like,
yeah, that's what will really throw you over in the with your borderline lactose diagnosis.
You're gonna be like, hey, man, don't drink milk before bed.
Yeah, lactose.
Do you want me to warm it up in the microwave for you?
No, I think warm milk is the worst sounding thing on the entire planet.
Nothing greater before bed than a nice cup of warm milk.
Stop. Y'all remember in Ernest Scared Stupid where he couldn't read the word milk and thought it was Miak, rich Bulgarian Miak? Oh, let's talk about Ernest Scared Stupid.
It's a fucked up movie. That troll is nightmare.
That movie is scary as shit.
This movie is messed up. They shouldn't let kids see that movie.
I agree. I saw that movie in theaters. I was terrified.
Ernest Scared Stupid is a banned movie, and I'm going to be a white vote because I enjoy the cream in an Oreo more than I enjoy the cookie part.
See, reverse there. Cookie for me. I'm a black vote.
Well,
cookie for me.
Not anymore.
So what's the score?
No, I know.
It's Persia, it sounds like you're a black vote, so it's a 2-1. Jesse?
Black.
So black will take out white, 3-1. Green versus pink.
Pink all day. It's my favorite color in the whole wide world, besides black when I wear it. But pink everything else. My phone is pink. What else do I have to do? My suitcase is pink. My plate is pink. My utensils are pink. My toothbrush is pink.
When are you going to grow up?
Yeah.
You know what else is pink?
If I was... What's up, Jesse?
Peach.
Pink is a musician. I don't think this is fair. You'd have to put pink against like Tom Green.
Jesse,
that's
did you
really
say
not
that peaches
fair.
Are
Green
pink?
Day.
Green, okay. Pink versus Green Day. Okay, there we go. I've actually been weirdly listening
stupid
to a bunch of Green Day.
Stupid motherfucker.
No, I heard him. I'm just ignoring him.
Dumbass.
I don't know. Like, I think green inherently is kind of just an ugly color.
I think.
But seeing like the trees, like in mountains and stuff like that, that's really pretty. Yeah, dude. So that's, it's different.
I'm locking myself in for a green vote because I imagine if I was, say, a sage or a sprite of some sort, or I had to align, or an elemental, I feel aligned with forest for me. And like the woods and overgrown grass and moss.
But you know, green is the color of money, and money makes people evil. So, you know.
Seafoam is like my favorite color right now.
Pink,
so.
Pink is the color of Hello Kitty, and that's basically currency.
Hello Kitty is white, actually.
Quit
race baiting.
Great.
Hello Kitty is a cat, okay? Well, actually, she's not a cat. Girl. I forgot. Now I'm all fucked
right.
up.
Yeah,
right.
No. Yeah.
Now I'm all fucked up again.
The lines are so blurred.
Hello Kitty and Ernest Scared Stupid. Both should be banned.
Do we,
1 million mobs.
You know, we had brought this up before with Hello Kitty. Do we know what she looks like under that kitty costume?
It's not a costume.
Is there any, like, factual proof that she's never not been a cat?
She it's not a costume.
No, it is.
No, when they said she was a girl, they meant like her, like as Hello Kitty, like she's just a girl.
I inferred that it was a costume. See,
No, but I figure, Colin, I mean, it's. I think the idea is that, like, yes, she's a cat person, but she's a person
because she had Charmy Kitty, and they didn't want it to look like a lady slavery cat. I think because they didn't want a cat to own a cat, but Charmy Kitty.
I just assumed
pet,
that they were saying it.
So
was,
they were
no,
like,
I just
oh,
assumed
that
it was a costume. No, it was a costume. I don't buy it.
Cullen also genuinely believes that Bigfoot is out there. So, you know, you really just got to let
look,
him have
I don't buy
one.
It. I don't buy it.
Snopes.
I'm not voting for Hello
Snopes
Kitty.
Knows everything. It could tell us the facts right now.
Okay.
I'm a green vote.
I'm a green
Purse
vote.
Is a pink vote.
Pink.
Cullen's a green vote.
The problem is, like, my two favorite spring and summer colors are coral or like salmon and like seafoam. I love all those colors.
Here's the thing, Colin. What would you, if you had to choose between the Green Ranger or the right wing, or the Pink Ranger rather, Green Ranger or Pink Ranger, which would you choose?
Oh, Green Ranger. That's not a question. I look. I can break that down into a 40-page dissertation if you needed me to. But
do it.
You don't
I
want.
Mean,
it.
I got time. Would you rather have strawberry lemonade? I already vote. Or
basil lemonade?
Yeah,
I'm going for the basil.
No.
Kale lemonade.
Jesse, once again, it comes down to you.
I would vote for pink, but I'm kind of not into... It's not pink's fault, but I don't really like how it's been, you know, so codified to very specifically mean feminine in Western culture, so...
Well, Jesse, you can say it. Her music's been sucking ass lately.
Yeah, she's not. She ain't been very good for years, man.
Yeah, like for the last decade, I'd say pink has been.
She started spelling her name with that exclamation point, which makes me think that every time you have to read her name, you have to read it like pink.
Sorry,
pink.
Maybe if we do it one more time, it'll be funny.
Pink.
There we go. That's it. All right, Colin, move on.
There we go. We got green versus pink. Or green, take it out, pink. Sorry. 3-1. Blue versus silver.
Both my Pokemon games when I was a kid.
When I was in high school and I moved back from Charleston to live with my grandparents and my dad, they were like, hey, we can fix this room up. You know, we'll get you a TV. You know, we'll set it up to be however you want it to be. I was like, cool. So I got some shelves, I got some black shelves, and I was like, I want to paint my room silver. And they laughed at me. and then one day I came home and my grandpa and my dad were painting my room silver. They did it and the whole room was silver. And I was like, this is cool. Legitimately a terrible decision because it holds heat. It's not a joke. It's not like an oven hot, but that shit holds heat, and that was not cool.
It was the same technology as a hot pocket sleeve.
It was fucked up. It was a thick
you
coat
in
there.
A person
and,
sleeve.
Oh,
wait,
man.
Was it like gray or was it actually silver, like reflective?
No, it was slightly reflective. Like, it was, like, not like glass. Like, not like a silver ring.
You could see, like, a blur of yourself no matter where you were in your room.
Could, it was, no, you could tell color. You could hold color up next to it. It definitely would affect color. Yeah. It was,
Tool lives
in
a microwave.
It was nuts. They were like, are you stupid? Like, and I'm like, yeah, this is going to be so cool. If you want some more insight, I also went to Michael's and bought a bunch of vines. And stretched them from the light to the corners of my room because I thought I could also build like a jungle theme inside the silver thing. And I went to Kirkland's and got this monkey that had like a, you could put coins in the top of it.
Wow,
it was cool.
You're just a modern day interior designer.
Yeah, 15 with whatever you want to build your room out of. Yeah, it's a real bad decision.
Yeah, no, you're like the compilation clips I love most on YouTube. Trading Spaces, Neighbor Hates Redesign. Like right. When they put fucking hay on the walls.
Right, like, I don't know, man.
Between blue and silver, one of these is a classic everybody knows and loves. The other, newer to the scene, it does have telekinetic powers and is able to travel through time.
Yes.
Silver
Blue
Surfer.
Is very fast. There's a Silver Surfer who, honestly, that's one thing I can't get behind, is the idea that there is just a big silver dude on a surfboard that's the destroyer of worlds.
No, like, he's the
He
herald.
Doesn't destroy anything. He goes
yeah,
to
he doesn't
planet,
hurt anything.
And he's like, yo, Galactus coming. Get
out.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, he tells them, like, hey, you're my boss is coming. He's going to eat your planet. You got, like, a day to get out of here.
Blue Man Group, though.
Blue Man Group. Now we're talking.
They are the
right.
homies.
The brothers of the Silver Surfer.
The older brothers.
Locked in an eternal war.
Yeah.
They taught him everything he knows.
They taught they cut that out of the Fantastic Four movie where he catches a paintball in his mouth, bites down, and then spits it out into everybody else's mouth, and then they do a drum solo on pipes.
Damn it.
What Mr. Fantastic nope. stretches out into a marimba of pipes, and hey Blue, if I could, like, here's the thing. Blue is one color that they're like, everybody goes, especially in the food world, oh, it's not naturally occurring, so you shouldn't do anything related to blue with food. And it's like, fuck off, dude. Like, lavender's out there. Butterfly pea flowers exist. Just calm down. Blue is delicious. Blue raspberry is a delight. Mm-hmm. A bright blue ocean water I wish was less salty so I could just bite into it and just let it. Blue gummy
eat
sharks?
That water.
Oh, blue gummy sharks.
Hey, have y'all had the
shit.
New Red Bull? Anybody had that new Red Bull? It's blue. It's like a beach something.
No, I just had blue Red Bull. They got red Red Bull.
Blue Red Bull's my favorite Red
green
Bull.
Green Red Bull and yellow Red Bull. And I tried all of them, but the yellow one. Blue's still my favorite.
Blue's still my favorite as well. Therefore, I'm a blue Red Bull vote.
I'm a blue vote.
I'm a blue vote.
I'm a blue version vote. Pokemon, Blastoise, he got guns on his back.
He has guns on his back.
Blue swoops out silver 4-0 here. Orange, clear. Now go ahead, Persia.
Persia
no,
clear.
Go ahead. Come on.
Clear yeah, go on. Is the best color, right? You can wear a clear backpack and not get searched in security because they can see into your bag. It's like kind of the best color. If you look at something clear, it technically forms all the colors that's behind it, which makes it also pretty versatile.
Which is why the Emperor thought it fit him perfectly.
Have you ever seen the invisibility cloak?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's pretty awesome. Just saying.
Yeah, but clear... Another idea we had in the pre-show, and by we I mean me, was tastiest color. And clear... is the taste of water. That's like, that's, and water
right?
doesn't really have a
you
taste.
You want some nice, clear water. You
I
don't want.
Disagree.
You don't
okay,
want.
Okay, bad water
green
has a
water.
Taste.
Right. I think you can taste different types of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
Costco,
know if you can.
Costco water tastes different than Poland Spring. Make no mistake. I've been pounding down polar seltzer waters. They taste like raspberry lime. The summer flavors just came out. Blueberry tangerine. But orange. Orange. I would chow down on a clementine right now.
I mean, you know, orange.
You glad to see me?
That's exactly why we shouldn't vote for it. So my vote is clear.
Clear eyes.
I like a burnt cyan, that like darker orange. I don't know. Kind of feel it orange sometimes.
Like the one that's closer to red, yeah.
Yeah, see, I kind of like that. Clear isn't a fruit.
Clear is a thing you shout when you're trying to.
I'm going to be the orange vote. I'm not giving.
Clear.
Kabata.
Jesse, what's your vote? You've been last.
What about clear and food? See, that's pretty good.
Now you're talking bracket language. Wordplay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be an orange vote.
I think I'm going to be a clear vote, actually. Yes. Now that I think about it, diamonds, right. Clear, glass, clear.
Here we go.
Ever clear.
If my pee is very, very like hydrated, clear.
Right? That's how you clear. Know like you're drinking enough water every day. You're like, oh snap.
Pretty sure Ben Stein was just in the room.
Where'd he go?
I heard him.
Ben.
Hey Ben.
Ben, hold on, get him back.
When's your next documentary?
You have to say clear times three times in
a row.
Hey
Ben. Oh good. They got he's going back.
Hello.
Ben's gonna have him back.
Hang on. Hello.
They can hear. Yeah, they can hear you. Can you guys? Can you guys
hello.
Hear Ben?
Hello. Hey, shit.
I don't know if it's Ben or Eeyore pretending to be Ben.
Hello.
While getting sucked into space.
I cannot.
They made Brad Garrett be Eeyore, and that was really the worst thing we've done.
Was that in that new Winnie the Pooh movie with Obi-Wan? Ewan McGregor?
The crying, yeah. Orange was the color of my high school, like in the town and everything. And that's like orange and brown was the signifying colors. And I marched in orange and brown. And I have a shirt in my closet that is orange and brown. And I hate it. And I keep it as a memory of the bad times. Is this still right now? It's 2-2.
Oh, God. Just vote for clear and make the right decision.
As a former employee of Diamonds, the Diamonds employed me.
Good.
They're not prettier than a lot of other stones out there. So, no, they don't get my vote.
You can't break them. That's what they say. Diamonds can't break them.
But as Cullen will tell you, they can break you.
Diamonds. They can break you.
Yes.
Broken by diamonds.
Ooh. Follow my new John Beck novel, Broken by Diamonds.
Are you guys not going to come over to Clear?
Yeah, I'm definitely not coming over.
No, I'm orange. Are we 2-2? This show sucks.
Jesse, you know what's see-through? Jello. Jello see-through.
Ooh.
It's not. You know what else is clear? IV fluid.
Nice.
That's good. There we go. Now we're talking.
You know what's orange?
My dog threw up clear stuff the other day because he drank too much water really fast.
Yeah, but I've seen dogs throw up orange stuff too. So like,
yeah.
Yeah, dogs like throwing up stuff in general.
Yeah.
They stupid. Yeah.
Dogs got like functioning esophagus.
I mean, I'd be more happy stupidity. If I threw up something clear than something orange.
Nuh-uh. Orange Crush is good.
Oh, God, no. I got food poisoning from Fanta one time and my dad and my brother also had food poisoning from the same Fanta that we all got out of the same vending machine. And ever since then, it's always been a little tough to drink some orange, Sunkissed. That's what it was. It wasn't even Fanta.
Okay, now.
It was Sunkissed.
Fanta.
Actually, now I'm thinking of Mountain Dew Live Wire. Oh, Mountain Dew Live Wire is good.
Yeah,
I'm switching orange.
There we go. The real orange soda.
If there's a clear Mountain Dew, we'll talk. But
yeah, you're just sitting here like, what does clear got? You got Sprite, Mountain Dew Ice.
Ooh.
That is true. Mountain Dew Ice, which was just Sprite also.
Also Sprite.
Sierra Mist.
Ooh, shit.
Orange takes out clear 3-1. Purple, brown. Brown to color doo-doo.
Purple to color of bruises. Human body weird.
Purple is also the color of, what's that guy's name from McDonald's?
Grimace?
There you go.
Grimace. Grimace the spider from the Garden of Eden.
I love Grimace.
Purple's also the same as lavender.
Brown is the color of chicken nuggets, though, which I had for dinner.
Brown.
When
it's supposed to be a golden.
No, yeah, what?
Golden so
they're supposed to be orange, Dan.
I gotta bring
you're
it
supposed
back.
To save that for gold.
I heard somebody yell in the McDonald's drive-thru, like through the window. This guy's been waiting 10 minutes for a McGriddle, and that really made my day. And I got to inch forward and look through the window and see the man who was waiting for his McGriddle through the window.
I like purple when it's used with other neon colors, like a synthwave kind of look, like a very 80s kind of feel to it. But I just don't like purple outside of that. It doesn't do anything for me. Brown is just kind of neutral. I don't know.
What about grape soda?
It's called purple.
It's called purple.
It's called purple.
It's called purple.
What do you mean? It's not just called Welch's, actually. For the longest time, it was always
Welch's grape soda.
Yeah, look, I like brown. I don't. I think it represents fall. It's. I don't know. I like brown a lot.
Here's the thing. I'm going to be a purple vote. I do look at my doo doo every time before I flush it every time, just to make sure everything's healthy. But you have to. And when it looks different, it's like wow.
It's true. You have to
be purple.
Or the doo doo will come after you. If you don't look at it, then the doo-doo gets up and follows you.
The Baba doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. I keep my doo-doo in the basement so that I can, you know, make sure it doesn't take over.
I am going to be a purple vote.
Yeah, I feel like brown gets a bad rap, but you ain't getting a good one this time, so I'm going to be a purple vote.
Yeah. All right. Persia won me immediately with grape soda, which is one thing. Oh,
she had me with Grimace, but I just went with brown. Okay. Purple takes out brown 3-1. Yellow versus gray. If you go back and watch any, like, HGTV for, like, those, like, there was, like, 4 years in a row where every single house was being built with the theme of yellow and gray. It was wedding themes, it was house themes, it was everything. And it's not necessarily a bad combo, but...
Hey, JoJo, we want to paint this wall yellow? Yeah, with some gray shiplap? That'd be great. That was every hour of the day.
Yep.
Flea market flip, paint this coffee, paint these chicken cages yellow.
That pop of color.
Cullen is being 1,000% correct, by the way. I'm not making fun of Cullen. I am backing him
up on this. No, that was like, this is a literal gripe. Like, I had friends that had a gray and yellow themed wedding, and they did their house and stuff like that, and it looked good. Like, when it first started coming out, I was like, man, I like the combo. I think the yellow really bounces off the gray. Mm-hmm. And I think it works a lot.
Gray is another color I like to wear.
Yeah, I really like a slate. My car is like a gunmetal kind of gray.
Nice.
Really like
charcoal.
That. Mm-hmm.
You ever get like family members that hate when you wear gray?
No, I know, actually.
Because I have,
actually, but if you got a story to share,
I just got family members that hate when I wear gray. So that's my story.
I don't know. So I remember growing up, my mom, the first car that I remember my mom owning was a yellow Camaro. Like,
whoa,
we had no, right. Well, she had it when she was in high school and then had it into the 90s and didn't take any care of it. It was terrible. And it was a 2-door car with 2 kids and yeah, it just was not the best car. But it was cool as hell.
Was cool. So.
But it was yellow. It was bright canary yellow. And I was like, you know what? My first car, well, that was, I remember watching Transformers as a kid. Like, my first car was going to be a Volkswagen Beetle that was yellow. That's what I wanted. I'm so glad I never did that. But yeah, I really like gray. So I am a gray vote. Got gray shorts on right now.
Yeah.
You want to know what else I'm wearing?
Yeah, sure. Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a black T-shirt on it.
Okay.
With some wrestling stuff on it.
Okay.
What's next?
I've got a.
What kind of wrestling stuff?
It's a Cody Rhodes shirt.
Oh my gosh! I was like ready to judge you, but I wasn't ready for that.
It's a Cody Rhodes AEW shirt. So yeah, like you know, all or nothing. You know what I mean? So.
Great. Keep going.
And that's literally it. Just some gray shorts and a shirt. Would you like for me to remove any of them?
Yes.
Slowly. What? Where are we going?
Well, how many tokens do I need to put in?
The Pikachu review ends, and this is what we start doing.
Do you ever thought about which, what he's looking up and trying to find?
Yeah. What's up, Dan?
Yellow over here? Is the color of my very first. So, fun fact, my first Game Boy that I got, that was mine. I used to watch my brothers all the time, but then my mom got us each a Game Boy Pocket.
Thanks, Mom.
And mine was yellow. Yeah, it was a nice gift that I didn't realize until halfway through a community college psychology course in the middle of the day, having an instant realization, that was when they got divorced. And
what a great time that was.
Honestly, I got Pokemon Blue.
Yeah, he got a Game Boy.
I got a Game Boy. I feel like I won in that hole.
Yeah.
I feel like it all worked out in my favor. I'm gonna be a yellow vote.
Your parents weren't happy anymore, but you got a fucking Game Boy.
Oh my god. You know what else?
No, Jesse's right.
I got mine.
Lisa. Sorry.
No, keep down, Jesse. It's okay. Take your time. Really, really marinate in it before you share with the class.
I, are we still yellow gray?
It's 2-1 yellow for gray.
I'll vote yellow.
Jesse, it's down to you. Yellow.
Yeah, I'm going to vote yellow.
Okay.
Yellow.
I like the smell of like a nice bar, like smoke, or like a fall smoke bonfire.
Thought you
not
were
like
say
a, not like a house burning down smoke. I want to be clear.
I like it when I burn my house down in the middle of the woods. Yellow will take out gray 3-1. Indigo versus gold. It's gold, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with gold on this one because
it's not even a chance. It's gold, baby.
I'm a gold baby.
Booster Indigo just doesn't have the same.
Right.
I think it's a gold swipe. I mean, Indigo didn't really stand a chance. What is Indigo? Does anybody even know?
It's like a navy. It's like a blue purple.
I think they're the monsters in that game, Until Dawn.
Oh my god.
It would have been great if you actually formulated the joke perfectly before it's just sort of dribbled out of your mouth. Really, really would have landed.
It got me. I'm not going to sit here and lie. It got me. But
it was like the waiter was bringing a surprise bonus course to the table and then just like beefed it on the way there. And like kind of scooped it back onto the plate and then put it on our table.
It's
like
the
we were
thought
still going to eat
counts,
it.
Stan. God, don't be such a party.
Come on,
pisser.
Come on. Oh, okay. Gold will sweep out Indigo 4-0 in a first round sweep, moving itself to round two. Red, black, green, blue, orange, purple, yellow, gold. Red versus black.
That's the rainbow.
Red versus black is hard for me because as a late WCW wrestling fan, the Wolfpack was red and black. The red NWO, basically.
I can relate because as a Checkers fan, the red and reds and the blacks
are often up against each other.
I can relate because as a Sonic Adventure 2 battle fan, Shadow the Hedgehog's colors are black and red. Yeah.
Radical Highway, Mr. Smiley.
I can really because, yeah.
Damn. I'm thinking about it.
Persia, you've been listening to too many of Jesse's podcasts.
I have nothing now. I'm like, I can't even...
Come on, you guys, come on. There's got to be something, you know, like maybe you some know, like sort of goth phase.
You know who else is red and black?
Deadpool. Ooh.
Got it.
There it is.
Deadpool sweep?
Yes, this I finally thought about it.
Deadpool wins the bracket.
Cullen painted his room silver, uh-huh. and it turned into an induction oven. I got the opportunity to, when I was moved basically out of kind of the Harry Potter bedroom under the stairs to my brother's old room as he was moving into a bigger one. I got the opportunity to paint the walls. And they were like, what color do you want? And I said, red. And they were like, you sure? And I said, yeah, like fire truck red.
Ooh. Wow. That's ooh, real red.
Yeah. It was... I didn't realize it at first, but then looking back on it now, or like when I had company over and they were like, whoa, it is a very intense color to surround yourself.
How is your furniture?
On a regular basis. So, I mean, in the room itself, it was just kind of hodgepodge of, you know, stuff from the flea markets and cheap stuff from, you know, Target or Walmart or whatever. So there was actually a black entertainment center with like a giant CRT on it.
When I moved to Charleston when I was a kid, like I was super into like goth angsty rock at the time. I got really into The Cure.
What?
I was super into The Matrix soundtrack and the Mortal Kombat soundtrack led me to a lot of different routes and and became a. I had a copy of The Crow on VHS that I played very often in my bedroom.
How into Juno Reactor did you get, or was that just me?
Oh Jesus! No Jesus! Okay. Oh, that you said those words.
You're right. There was no Jesus in there. Yeah.
No. So my mom told me that I could paint my room, and so the only things that I wanted in my room were. I wanted it painted all black with the ceiling's mirrors. And I had a velvet crow like blacklight poster that I had on my wall.
Cullen.
Yeah. Like, but here's the thing.
From a satanic ritual.
Right. No, that was the whole thing. Like, I wanted black candles. They cost too much. My mom wouldn't let me paint my walls. It cost too much. No mirrors on the ceiling. It cost too much. But here's a kick-ass crow poster. So that was pretty much. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. I'm a black vote.
I'm also a black vote.
I would like to vote for red, but I feel like I've been wronged by red more often than not. And I just can't pull off the color red very well.
You know what's
color.
Red? So, when your bank account goes negative and the little number on your app, it's freaking red.
Red's bad. Red. Don't want to be red.
Red is, red is like never a good thing.
Better dead than red. That's what they say, right? No commies on this podcast.
But loving him was red.
Red, red, white. That's all fine.
Stay close to me,
sweet Caroline.
Back it up.
I hope there wasn't a color at all. So it's three votes for black, and I get it. I'm going to vote for red because for some reason, I don't know why this just sprung to mind. The feeling of... In school lunch, like at lunchtime at school, you could spend 50 cents on an ice cream treat if you wanted. And there was always like a cheapo thing, but it was like a big sundae cup. And inside there was the strawberry flavor, like the vanilla ice cream with the frozen strawberry ripple. And like the strawberry ripple has a little bit of freezer burn on it, but it's still just like It's like nuclear red, and it's so good. And that's all I can taste right now. So I'm going to be a red vote.
All right. Black will take out red 3-1. Green versus blue.
When I was a kid and I was dealing with difficult questions such as my favorite color, it kind of came down to green and blue for me. And it was like neck and neck for a while until finally I settled on blue. So I'm going to be a blue vote.
Red was my favorite color as a kid until one day I was walking around and I was like 5. And then I felt a sharp pain on my foot and I went, ow, ow, ow. And then I realized, yeah, whatever, I'm fine. I must have just like stepped on something weird. And then I went to the bathroom and I looked down and the whole floor was red and I was bleeding profusely from the bottom of my foot and my heel had torn open on a carpet nail that my soon-to-be stepfather had poorly placed. And
so you did what any kid does and start painting, right? When you see red paint, that's what you got to do, right? Draw some hand turkeys on the wall.
No, when I see paint, I eat it. Okay. So that's what I did. I'm going to be a blue vote.
Kid Dan going red Rob.
I am going to be a blue vote, I guess. Yeah.
Green's the color of boogers. I'm blue.
Green is the color of boogers, which is honestly compelling. Cullen?
I don't know if I have a horse here in this race, because
it got disqualified,
you just did the
right
thing that, you just made me hate the color blue by that song. here's the truth.
So
is that,
listen up. Here's the story.
I got the car the other day, and that was on the like on the radio, on the 2000s or 90s channel. I can't remember where it came out. And I was like, oh, this is the beginning's like, okay, cool. Okay, first chorus. Oh, we're not going anywhere from here, are we? And I remember that song makes me feel miserable. I don't know why. I just cannot stand that song.
Because you're trapped in hell while you listen to it.
God, it's what it feels like. Tom Green wrote the Bum Bum song.
Okay.
I just thought about that the other day. It's been years.
Is that just a sentence that you just sort of rearranged on the fridge with those word magnets?
No, I mean that's a real song. It was number one on TRL. It's a good song. I went and listened to it the other day. It's the Bum Bum song.
What's your vote?
Blue.
So aggressive.
Blue. It's a blue sweep.
Blue sweep.
He makes me blue. What can I say?
Got a blue sweep right out of here. 4-0. Orange versus purple. I love these colors mashed up.
Yep, it's good.
Like when Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon had those Game Boy games.
Orange and purple. Yeah, yep. Yeah, I remember exactly what you're talking about.
I am a fountain of bad knowledge.
Oh, that's... orange and purple together, kind of the Halloween combination, right? Like red and green or Christmas? Orange, purple.
Yeah, I see that.
Orange,
I think
purple.
Orange and
that's
black
you
is
know
the Halloween combination.
Oh. Well, I've seen it. Well.
Sure, but purple lives in the mix. Purple parties around there. Yeah. There. I guess for me, it comes down to which is the tastier of the colors. And
one's licorice.
What?
One is licorice. Black.
The fuck? What the fuck did you just say to me? Which color? Which of these two colors is licorice? Jesse doesn't know real colors. neither of these are licorice colored. But two, the one that I think you think is licorice colored might not be the one that you actually think is licorice colored. So.
I don't
like this tone you're taking up with me, mister.
I'm going to be a purple vote. I think purple has a deeper flavor to it than you can explore the space much more.
So you like Pitch Black more than Livewire?
Yeah, totally. 1000%. The original Pitch Black, not the new,
secondary garbage.
Exactly. No, yeah, I want that original. Like, it's 2002, and I'm in the convenience store down the street. Like, there it is.
I'm in high school, and I'm feeling saucy at the vending machine.
but I used to eat hot fries every day in high school for lunch. So handicap hot fries was my jam. So those are orange.
Cheetos are orange.
Ugh.
I would eat those right now. Hey, I don't like puffy Cheetos.
Why not?
You mean cheese puffs? Good.
I don't know. I think it's a Texas thing. I love
the outside and then eat the inside.
Oh God, that sounds atrocious.
I don't know. God, I'm done with purchase. So here's the thing: I don't buy the Cheetos brand cheese puff. You get the Utz cheese puff. And what you do is you kind of bite half of it if it's a big one. If it's a small one, you can just put the whole thing in. You just put it in your mouth and then you just let it dissolve between your tongue and the roof of your mouth. And you just slowly press it, kind of Han Solo trash compactor that thing.
I am so grossed out by this.
Oh, it's so good. It's so fun. Play with your food, y'all.
Where's the votes?
I'm one for purple.
I'm
purple.
One for orange.
Eggplant.
I don't say less good than an orange.
But the emoji,
though.
Okay.
The emoji with that laughing monkey covering his eyes.
This is hard. I think I'm leaning towards orange, but I might vote purple. I really don't. Where are you at,
Dan? Who do you like more? I'm 1,000%. Crash Bandicoot or Spyro the Dragon?
Crash Bandicoot.
God.
Yeah, I think I'm more of a Crash guy.
What this? What kind of podcast is this?
Elijah Wood voice Spyro the Dragon.
What's a better neon color, Cullen? Neon orange or neon purple?
Neon orange.
Are you kidding me?
No, neon orange is brighter.
Okay, so cyberpunk future, all the neon signs at night are made orange?
No, they should be backlit by purple with the main focus on the orange. The orange which cuts through the night. The purple's not going to cut through the night.
I need your vote.
The purple's going to make it like a dark, cool look. I'm going with the orange here. I want that neon orange.
It's a tie right now. I hate this. This is ridiculous.
Well,
purple is tastier. Purple is more... Orange tastes like orange. Purple tastes like berries, tastes like grapes, tastes... Like,
I'll give you this. Black. How about this?
Pop tarts.
How about this? You ready? I'll vote for purple.
Purple pop tarts. Jesse's got a great point. Orange pop tarts. Who wants to eat an orange pop tart?
That is gross.
What about a dreamsicle? Right. Dreamsicles are good.
Oh, well, fuck.
Dreamsicles
is very good. But I'll vote for purple. That's fine. Purple will take out orange 3-1. Yellow versus gold. Yellow just bad gold.
Yellow is
just
gold.
It's true.
Pikachu's all right, but would be better if Pikachu were gold.
Hey, they had holographic.
Everything should be better gold.
That was practically gold.
I'm going to lock myself in for a gold vote. Because, once again, a lunchtime treat that, honestly, as an adult, we bought pretty regularly at the grocery store. The toasted almond Good Humor bars. Oh, man. Woo! What a delight. They're golden all the way around. They look like SpongeBob at the end of that like Olympic Games thing. It's delicious.
Yeah, I'm definitely a gold vote.
I guess I'll be a gold vote.
Sweet. Gold takes out yellow 4-0. You got your final four here. Black, blue, purple, and gold.
I'll give you a black and blue.
Wow. Black and blue was the second album that I bought from the Backstreet Boys.
Ooh. Therefore, both colors advance to the next round.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I'm going to be a blue vote.
I'm still a black vote.
I'm a blue vote.
Ah, damn it. I'm going to vote black.
I'm switching to black because I realized that even though blue was my favorite color for a long time, black goes so well with everything.
It does.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm looking at furniture for my new place. I'm like, everything is already black almost.
It's a color I feel comfortable in, and I can get cozy in black.
So black will take out blue 3-1, earning its spot in the finals. Purple versus gold.
Thanos is here, everyone.
Oh, nice. Nice. I was in the pet store today, and they have, like, a Marvel pet section.
Nice.
And it's all just different kinds of things. Like, it's obviously, like, chew toys and, you know, harnesses and all this stuff. But then on the front side of it, they straight up have like a foot and a half tall Thanos, just stuffed animal. Just a big old stuffed Thanos that you can just tear apart. But I actually thought about buying it. Not for the dog, though.
Just for you? Just for your private collection?
Oh, definitely for me. Yeah. Gold is my sweep in vote here.
I mean, we've had gold in this bracket and not once mentioned gold member.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Damn it, Persia. Why would you turn
Yeah,
that
baby.
You took batteries out of him forever
The
ago.
Best Austin Powers movie, Gold Member.
I like gold.
There he is, everybody. If you wanted to catch a showing of it, it's going to be on Encore tomorrow morning at 6:50 in the morning.
Hell yes.
I think, God.
Between the two, being the Gold Ranger was going to kill him, but he was going to do it.
Oh boy, you've done. Yep, gold. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold. Gold Ranger. Gold Ranger. Gold Ranger. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold. Dan, I didn't even think about it. Dan, it's gold. It's gold.
Just
it's gold. It's gold.
Yeah, that's my second favorite song from Spandau Ballet. I'm a purple vote.
I'm a gold vote.
That's fine. They painted Josh Brolin purple for that role.
They got paid for it. Fuck him. 3-1. True. Gold takes out purple.
Josh Brolin, fuck
that's
you.
That's my stance.
Don't come on
the
show.
Hey, Josh Brolin, fuck you, man. I don't think he complained about it or anything.
Josh Brolin, fuck you.
Yeah, gold will take out purple 3-1. We got a bronze match before we get to your finals. Blue versus purple.
Blue.
Purple.
Purple's just blue. Exotic blue, but I'm boring.
Purple.
Blue raspberry, blueberries.
Are we
black raspberry ice cream is purple?
Purple drink, purple soda.
Purple rain. Same thing.
Purple rain.
Purple rain.
Fuck. I'll switch to purple. God damn it. Shit.
Blue's Clues. Wait, I'm just trying to think of blue things that might change your
mind. Don't be putting Blue's Clues near my Purple Rain.
Yeah, hold on. Someone plays Purple Rain, argument's over.
Yeah. Your bronze match was 3-1.
Purple Rain is the Exodia versus color blue. Arguments.
We have, in your finals for best color, black versus gold.
It's so expensive to get all the Purple Rain cards. They just made it because of the show.
Black and gold, huh?
Between.
Dang, this is tough. These are also great colors together, too.
Black and gold.
No, keep going, Jesse. Oh. No, Jesse, I heard a whisper in the wind.
I heard
the faintest. It was there. Melodies.
It was there.
No.
It was there, and I would love to coax it out. Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Would you do it for a dollar? Melody? Man, here's the thing.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Dan brought up a good point that the Gold Ranger is a thing. That's
Dan
it.
Dan said Gold Ranger, and that's it.
When Dan said Gold Ranger, I felt that.
The Gold Ranger is his costume's gold and black. And that's I'm having a struggle ranger? Here.
Has there been a Black Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mainstay.
Like from the beginning.
Johnny Young Bosch played him in the movie.
Well, Johnny Young Bosch was the second Black Ranger before we get technical, okay?
Ranger Frog Zord.
It was like the one you kissed to get a handsome prince. Yeah. The Zach was the first Black Power Ranger.
That's right. And he does funky dances.
He does funky dances. He gets down with it and then beats up putties. Zach's there.
Zach got an axe, right?
He did get an axe. Never played it like a guitar, which was sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Can't win them all.
Yeah, you know. Neither did Johnny Young Bach. Bach.
Johnny Young Bach, that's his name.
Bach? Tal Bachman?
What is
I'm bringing it full circle.
We were talking about Tal
Bachman before the show. I'm having a stroke.
Come back.
It's
Major Tom.
Although I wish I could pick both of them because I think they're both fantastic in their own right. I personally own more items like clothes and nail polish and stuff that's in black. I can't even picture myself wearing something gold, to be honest. Like, that's not jewelry or something, you know? But yeah, I'm gonna go with black.
If you have Pepto-Bismol or something of that sort, it makes you very concerned about your bowels for a day or two. It turns everything very, very black.
Very dark.
Like that's the picture of the black hole we needed to spend 3 years processing. Computers couldn't figure it out. I'm gonna be Jesse, what about you? What's your vote?
So if it's down to black and gold, I naturally want to move against both of these because I feel like they're popular for lazy reasons. I appreciate gold for being just fucking stupidly attractive to rich people so that they do stupid things. But I also kind of appreciate black being so popular that it became the color of an entire style and generation. Man, it's 2019.
Man, you get deep into this one. It's 20. Hey, my vote. Yeah. It's
no,
gold.
No, Colin. I'm Colin.
It's gold.
I can't. Yeah. Oh, you keep peeing in the house.
I peed all over the house.
Jesse, while I clean this up, what's your vote?
I'm gonna be a black vote.
My vote comes down to this. Gold is soft as hell. That's a malleable metal, my friend. Black is hard. Black is hard.
Onyx.
Well, onyx is not very hard.
Onyx is not very hard.
But onyx is very, very not hard.
Steelix.
Okay. Steelix is pretty hard. Steelix is pretty hard and heavy. But I'm gonna be a black vote.
I tried. Sorry, Gold Ranger, I failed you. Black will take out gold 3-1 to earn best color. Gold will take second place. Third place will be, what was it, purple?
Purple.
Purple. Purple was third. And blue is officially dirty toilet water, which is actually clean toilet water because you usually put the blue tablet in there.
Right, but yeah.
That's what's in my toilet right now. Yeah.
Oh.
There it is. Nerds.
Yeah, there it is.
Nerds and dweebs.
Yeah, you nerds and dweebs and dweebs and nerds.
If you're listening to this,
argue against that.
Send us your address. We'll come pants you.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Nerds and dweebs.
Gotta pants them.
I cannot get the Patreon thing to load right now, but I do appreciate and want to give a special shout out to everybody who is our regular Patreon backers. That is, again, at patreon.com/bracket. Unfortunately, I can't get it. It's breaking down for me. So I apologize for not getting it on this episode. But I do want to say, there will be a Detective Pikachu review of Detective Pikachu, the movie. It will almost certainly happen after, I have tickets to see it this Friday. And then we'll see what happens, who we can get on microphone to do that. And
I guess I'll go see it with Cullen.
I guess Cullen and Jesse are going to go see it. Persia, are you going to go see that Detective Pikachu?
I do want to see it, actually. So I'll probably try to head over there.
All right. We'll see if we can get a Detective Pikachu review of Detective Pikachu up on the Patreon feed for a timed exclusive. And then shortly after that, we'll throw it up on the main. But thank you so much to everybody for supporting the show.
Yeah.
And as always, you can find us at bracketpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, at BracketCast. If you like, you can subscribe to us using whatever podcast client you do use, including Spotify. Just search for Bracket. Leave us a review. We'd love to hear some, or just talk to us on Twitter. We love that. We're really, really love that. So, just say hello to us.
I actually deleted Twitter from my phone this week, so...
doing a professional radio show on the internet.